KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Come and join us here and receive the true word of God, where miracles happen, and we're a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. So come and join and worship with Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 'cause we're a group of believers who love and worship God. Word of Faith Kingdom Church, so come and grow in Jesus Christ and come to Word of Faith Kingdom Church.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. James Broadnax here, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am just so excited about what the Lord Jesus is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. You know, I believe the Bible. And in the Gospel of Mark chapter 16, Jesus told us, these signs, they should follow them that believe. And I believe. And we know according to St. John chapter 14 and verse 12, the Lord Jesus told us, the works that I do, greater works than these should you do, because I go to my Father. Listen to me very carefully today. According to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, He is same today as He was on yesterday. Yes, beloved child of God, the same Jesus that walked those dusty roads of Galilee, the same Jesus that sat at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee, and His mother came to Him and said, Jesus, the party's not over, and we all out of wine. And there were six pots in there, and Jesus said, fill them with water. And just like that, He told them, now, draw out to drink. And they took that cup to the governor of the feast. And the governor of the feast said, y'all done changed the order of the party. Y'all would bring out the good stuff, get everybody drunk, and then bring the worst. But he said, but y'all have saved the best for last. What are you saying, James Broadnax? That same Jesus is working miracles today. That same Jesus is healing today. And when we pray that prayer of faith in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus, miracles happen. And I believe that this is no accident nor coincidence that you're listening to this broadcast right now. And I want to give you a personal invite to come and worship with us this coming Sunday morning. Oh my God, you're talking about a Pentecostal experience. You don't want to miss Sunday morning here at this Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Yes, I'm going to be teaching and I'm going to be preaching right out of that Word of God. And I'm going to pray a prayer that's going to release God's goodness and God's blessings into your life. Don't you let nothing, no thing, nobody stop you from getting to that Word of Faith Kingdom Church this coming Sunday morning. 10:30 a.m. All roads will be leading here. And then at 5 p.m., I'm going to be teaching, preaching, and prophesying there at our South Louisiana campus, Word of Faith Kingdom Church number 2, 183 Cottonport Avenue. Bring your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, and I declare you will be glad you did. But right now, I want to take you into some of my miracle blessing crusades from around the world. People came. They got in my prayer line. And we prayed in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. And the Lord began to work miracles in their life. And they came back and they testified. They was not bragging on James Broadnax. Oh, but they was bragging on Jesus. And in that book of Revelation, the word of God said we overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies. Let's go into that crusade right now.
Just anointed with that oil.
Anointed with that oil.
And the pain just went
away. The pain just went away. Hallelujah.
Somebody clap those hands and give God praise. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, dear. What happened to you?
I want to praise God for my shoulder pain this morning. I've had it for a couple of days.
So when you came here with shoulder pain for at least 2 days.
And it's gone.
And I never laid hands on you.
No, sir.
Just through the preaching of the word of God.
It's gone.
And you can move it?
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Oh, somebody give God some praise.
And my blood pressure was like 220 over 120. Before I came to service, I had a real dizzy headache. And after he prayed and everything, it just went away, and I haven't had any dizziness since. And I thank God for that, and I thank you for praying.
So God gave you a miracle.
Yes, he did. And I'm going to tell it from now on because, I mean, I've been having a lot of problems, and now I don't have a problem at all. And I thank God.
Now, how you feeling?
I'm great.
Tell us what happened to you when you came to the Lord. Your time. That's all right.
I've had osteoarthritis bad in both knees for the last 5 years, and I've been set free.
And now you're here.
I know my knees are fine, because when I've been down there, it hurt real bad.
It's not hurt?
But not anymore.
You can walk on them? You can run on them? Well, go on down through there. Oh, but you're bending down. Okay, pick them up. Let me see. Hey.
I'm not used to running.
You're not even, you couldn't run?
I couldn't run.
You couldn't do even that fast what you just?
No, and I'm like, I didn't know how to run.
Woo!
Along.
Josh, she said it's been so long she had forgot how to run. But look at her picking those legs up and giving her Jesus some praise. Did nobody do it but?
Jesus.
My first name is Janice, born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The night you was here, you called up everyone for prayer for cancer and everything. Well, they had diagnosed me with cancer in my breast.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point I had to wear like little breast pads because
mm-hmm.
my breast would be leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And when you prayed for me, it felt like a burning sensation was going through my breast. And I just thank God because today and after that night of service, I don't have to wear no pads inside my bra. And let's just give God all the honor and glory.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Barnett. This is my name is Sister Maddie Moore. You were to Pastor Jackson Church here in Brooklyn, and you prayed for me for my hepatitis C. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, that my hepatitis C is gone and my liver is healed. Praise the Lord. Maddie Moore, you were at Pastor Jackson Church, y'all. Maddie Moore, and I thank you so much, and praise the Lord, and God bless you and your congregation and your family and wife. Oh, but that is my testimony. God healed me from hepatitis C. Maddie Moore, God bless you.
Said that I was going to come up here and testify, so each time that I would come, I wouldn't come up here. But tonight I said I'm going to do it. Pastor Cynthia brought me here one night, and I had just got out of the hospital. They said my heart was condition was a rare heart fibrillating. And the second time I had went in there, they said they couldn't stop it. It was beating just like a drum. It wouldn't stop. And they say I was threatened a heart attack, a stroke, or all that. And the Lord allowed you to call me out, and it felt like explosions was going in my chest.
Ooh,
I couldn't walk from here to here. And I couldn't breathe good. It felt just a terrible feeling. But that night you prayed for me, I ain't been back to hospital since.
Woo! Somebody clap those hands and give him praise.
Because we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think.
We planted a seed, and there was an opportunity that came up. And I'm like, when I saw the opportunity, I said, why can't nobody else see this opportunity? And it was so apparent to me. And God showed me exactly how to present it to the company, how to market it, how to package it, the whole nine yards. And I'm standing here to tell y'all that on Wednesday, God gave me and my wife our own business. Okay? He gave us our own business on Wednesday. We closed on our house on Thursday, and my last day on my job was on Friday. Hallelujah! Now this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve. And if you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him for myself. I'm telling you what I saw for myself. I'm telling you, I saw it. I saw it. Just praise your way through and keep giving and trust in the man of God. Amen.
I have a lady here that's going to give a word of testimony of a miracle that happened in her life. One of the first times she saw Apostle Broadnecks a number of years ago. And I didn't know this until just a few weeks ago. She was here and she shared this awesome testimony with us. She was new to our church. Well, I'll just let you tell it, okay?
Well, actually, I was driving down the road. And I hit the button for the radio was on, and I hit off because I had a terrible song on, and I was trying to change my life around, and I hit the, accidentally, but not accidentally, I hit the AM radio, and Pastor Broadnecks was on, he was on the radio, and he was just talking about miracles, and I needed a miracle really badly. I needed a healing miracle in my body, and I said, I have got to meet that guy. And so I found out where you were at Full Gospel Church, and I came that week, and I remember he called me out, and he said, woman of God, stand up. And I remember looking behind me. I didn't know who he was talking to because I had, you know, wasn't walking right with the Lord. Anyway, long story short, that night he said, I know somebody in here can make an offering of $1,690. And I had never, ever, ever made an offering like that ever in my life. And I'm a single mom. And I thought, well, I'm just going to go and I'm going to do that. And I did it without even thinking about it. I said, no way, I'm going to do it because I really believe God's going to give me a miracle. So I was so excited about it. So 2 weeks later, I received a gift 7 times back in money. So $1,690 times 7 times back to me, and I was not expecting it at all. And
about $10,000?
Yes, it was over $10,000. And it was just before Christmas. And
Unexpectedly.
And I said, I said to God, you're listening and I'm going to follow you and I'm not going to give up. Well, so Pastor Broadnecks was the inspiration for me doing that. And then all of these things started happening after I started tithing and offering and believing and coming, and I did get my healing miracle. It was 2.5 years later, but I got it, and it was all started here.
Well, beloved child of God, you have been listening to miracles as they happen. Yes, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, when we step into that pulpit, and we declare that we are apostles, we are prophets, and we are evangelists. My question is this: where is the signs and the wonders? Yes, beloved child of God, I'm so thankful to Almighty God that I don't just have to preach about Paul's handkerchief. I don't just have to preach about Peter's shadow. But I can tell you what God is doing through my shadow. I can tell you what God is doing through my handkerchief. Yes, beloved child of God, Jesus told us in St. John chapter 14 and verse 12. He said, the works that I do, greater works than these should you do. Sunday morning, if you need a miracle, meet us here. Word of Faith,